You will hear two different extracts. For questions 1 to 4, choose the answer A, B or C, which fits best according to what you hear. Extract 1. You hear two people on an arts program talking about a famous artist.
I'm not saying that she isn't a very capable artist. It's just there's been an awful lot of hype around much of her work. Her latest show at the Turner Contemporary is a classic example. Everyone's raving about it being her best exhibition to date. But I couldn't help feeling there was something missing.
I couldn't agree more. I turned up expecting to see first-class works of art, but she seems to have only produced second-rate sketches and signs that most school kids are capable of producing.
That's a bit harsh, but I do think she could have created much more impressive works if she had put her mind to it. She hasn't really fulfilled her potential, has she?
Not in the slightest. In a sense, that's typical of famous artists. After a few good shows with excellent reviews, their standards tend to drop.
Extract 2. You hear part of a radio interview with a woman who has just completed a marathon.
So, Joyce, how did you feel on reaching the finishing line?
Well, there was a whole host of feelings going on inside me. Relief that it was over. Sheer joy that I had done a full marathon at long last. Exhaustion. But something I hadn't expected to experience was a sense of deep sorrow that I couldn't see the finishing line itself and all the people cheering me on. I've been blind since birth, so I've learned to cope over the years with not having a visual image of my surroundings. It's just something I've come to terms with, but for some reason, I felt a real need to see on that occasion.
This is not the first marathon you've taken part in, is it?
No. I've been running in half marathons for around 10 years now, but it's the first time I've attempted a full marathon. I was also running for the first time with my new dog, Shane, following the demise of Rex, a dog I'd had for over 15 years. Even as I grew more experienced and confident as a runner, I had never attempted a full marathon with Rex. I didn't think he could handle it.